When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You guys know the drill. I'm in zone 3. My last frost date is June 10th, and this is the only month in which I would say that zones and last frost dates kind of sort of matter. If your last frost date is the end of May into the beginning of June, then this video very likely applies to you. If your last frost date is sometime in May, a lot of this is gonna apply, but ignore everything I say about cold climate and keeping things warm and all the hacks for that, because none of it matters. You don't need any of it. And if you use any of it, you're probably going to roast your plants. And as a fellow person who gets like roasted verbally and physically by the sun, be nice to your plants. Don't roast them. I'm going to split this out. Actually, I'm going to do seeds to start indoors. I'm going to do seeds to direct sow, and then what can be transplanted in May. If you don't have a greenhouse, do not worry. You are still in luck for starting indoors. You can either start them in a sunny south-facing window, or you can actually start them in a Rubbermaid outside. So when you start them in a Rubbermaid outside, you want to make sure it's clear. You put your pots in, you pot them up as you normally would. If you were to start seeds, put the lid on top, leave that on for the night, and then in the day you just pull that lid off, particularly if it's, you know, around that 15 degree mark and it's getting really sunny out, and that's all you need, a makeshift greenhouse. And it's way cheaper than trying to heat and light something of this size. So, and that's what I use for years, and you'll be just fine. Okay, I have this actually written in bold across the top of my notes. Coveralls. The ladies are keep on asking me about these. These are the Bernay coveralls, not in any degree sponsored, but your girl works in agriculture and she farms and she gardens, and coveralls for women is like, it's not a thing. They're expensive, I'm not gonna lie, but I work in an industry where I need coveralls. If you want to spend the cash, I'll link down below which ones I have. I have nothing but good things to say about these, and that's coming from someone who's like physically been looking for coveralls that actually fit my body where I can work properly, probably like a decade and a half. Yeah, these are wonderful. I love these. So go grab some Bernays. Okay, into plants. The flowers you can start indoors or inside of a Rubbermaid are alyssum and amaranth. So these two, alyssum is alyssum. Amaranth is like this. I got a hot pink one, and I'd said in a video years ago, the plants I will never grow because they are notorious for self-seeding and just an absolute irritant to me is amaranth. Hi, my name is Ashley, and I'm about a year of being amaranth free. Seriously, this stuff invaded my lawn, it invaded my garden, and now that I didn't have any come back last year, I decided to start some more. Why, I do not know. But what I'm gonna do with these is I'm going to cut them. Use them as cut flowers in the house because I find them very pretty. They're often used in bouquets. They're often used as cut flowers, and I want to harness that. I want to harness that hot pink in my life, and I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to let them seed in my garden. Do not let them seed in your garden. You will regret it. Okay, the next one is nasturtiums. If you're a beginner gardener, if you don't know if your windows are bright enough, if you don't know if the Rubbermaid trick is going to work, nasturtiums. Seriously, try them. They're inexpensive, they're easy to start, and they are a great indicator to tell you if your grow lights are right, if your windows are bright enough, etc. and so forth. They are wonderful. You don't have to direct sow, or you don't have to start these indoors. You can direct sow them, don't get me wrong. I'm starting them indoors because I need a garden that looks good. And the only reason I need a garden that looks really good is because it gives me validity to have the YouTube channel that I have and have the geek crew even respect me as a gardener. So I want to put effort into that. That's the only reason I'm starting them indoors. If I didn't have to do that, if I didn't have to look good on camera, I wouldn't start them indoors. I would start them directly in the ground. And you can too. You do not have to start them, but do not start them in May. Start them at the end of May, beginning of June, if that's when your last frost date is. Start them when your last frost date lands. Okay, the next one is herbs, minus rosemary and lavender. Herbs, basil, thyme, oregano, catnip, chamomiles, you name it. Just start them. They all transplant well. You don't have to start them right now. You can start them in June or when your last frost date ends. Totally up to you. Easy to grow. Another great experiment to see kind of the lighting in your house and how it works. If you're thinking of, you know, doing more seed starting last year, next year, not last year. My 2023 was rough and your girl does not want it back. Okay, the next one is beets. So there is, I'll link her Instagram down below. And I believe Julia also has a YouTube. She did this and she did a great reel on this. So if you want to learn more on this concept, then go check her out. And to make sure I drive traffic her way, I'm just not going to tell you the specifics of it, but it is beets. Beets sown indoors, particularly in cells in groups of three, are miraculous. So it actually allows you to literally take the cell, take the plants out of the cell, plop them in the earth, and then you don't have to do any thinning, nothing like that. So if you're anti-thinning, that may be the way to start your beets, and you can start them now and you get a little bit earlier of a harvest. So if you want to learn how, I would go check out Julia's after you're done with this video, but she does some great things there. Borage. Borage is a seed you can start outdoors, direct sown, or you can start inside. If you start them inside, you need to put them in the coir pots. These are paper pots, but regardless, decomposable pots. Their roots are sensitive. They don't transplant well. And they're as ugly. They're as ugly of a plant as you would expect the name borage to be coinciding with. It's kind of like how you'd expect, I don't know, like an Angus, a guy named Angus. He probably is, I don't know, ugly looking dude, or Ralph or something like that.
See that? Look at that smile.
But the reason I'm planting these is because they are unbelievable at bringing pollinators in of all shapes and sizes. Seriously, they're also edible. They taste like cucumbers. I kid you not. And the flowers are unique. The plant is ugly. Borage brings all the bees to the yard because it's their life. Probably none of you know that song. Well, maybe if there's millennials watching this, they definitely know what that song is. Everyone who's older is like, my kids listen to that. And that's probably because I'm your kid's age. Irky. Next one is cosmos. I love cosmos. I'm not going to say much about them, but got a buttload of cosmos started. You probably can't see it because there's way too much light behind me, but I love cosmos. I have a bajillion of them. Kind of like the debt of North American countries, except for I'm in a surplus. Zinnias. So, zinnias, I have an addiction, and it is to zinnias. The addiction started last year, and it has not ended, because I'm gonna get you addicted as well. These are beautiful flowers. Like, look, this one, look, it's unique. That is beautiful, gorgeous. Like these ones, gorgeous. Hello. They don't transplant well. They transplant like absolute garbage. So you either want to direct sow them at the end of May, beginning of June, or put them in cardboard containers like I do. Actually, the ones, and some of these, I have ones that are called, I'll Google these for you. Hold on, I'll get you your price on those bad boys. I remember being absolutely shocked. Holy moly, buddy hosed us. Okay, well, yeah, I got hosed. Those were $5 for 10 seeds. It's an addiction. I don't even know how good the germination rates on those bad boys were. I feel like they were 100%. I hope they were 100%, because if they weren't, whew, that's a lot of money. Next one, sunflowers, because I just got to get over the pain inside.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Offering of that is my dog yodeling. Next one is sunflowers. Now, I'm not the pro on this. We have a Facebook group. The Geek Crew has a Facebook crew, whatever you want to call it. It's an awesome group. It's as positive there as it is in the comments down below, except for with photos. It's pretty much how it is. But Ron, who's probably watching this video, he does do a lot of sunflowers. And this guy, I shit you not, does have like literal sunflowers blooming in his hut. What you can do is you can start these indoors. I personally have troubles with this. I'm abusive. I'm a dominatrix towards my plants. It is survival of the fittest in this household. So oftentimes things that don't transplant well, just don't transplant well for me. Absolutely do not. And sunflowers definitely make the list of, but Ron's mastered it. So if you want more details, I would join the Facebook group and ask Ron how the hell he does it. Heck, how the heck he does it. I get away with a lot of inappropriate language. The next one, if you have a conscience, you're probably not gonna wanna do it, and that is...
I go to church, I'm a Christian.
Morning glories. Okay, my word of warning. If you live in Ontario, if you live in BC, if you live in Northern US, you probably aren't gonna wanna plant these. They are incredibly, incredibly invasive. They do tend to repopulate here in my zone as well. What I do, because they're not as, you know, aggressive here, I put them into containers and I put those containers on my deck, and my deck is like surrounded by cement, and there's only the odd one or two that actually make it into kind of like between the brick or between the cement and actually grow, and those ones get ripped out. So I don't have issues with this. If you choose to use marigolds, please put them in a container and be responsible with them. They are beautiful, beautiful flowers that are a pain in the butt. So do keep that in mind. Next one is cuttings. This one I love to do. This is a trick I got from my grandma, and that is cutting. So she used to do lots of ivies and pothos as cuttings. I now do a lot of pothos. It's Skindapsis. I do like a snow white pothos. I'm doing a wandering dude, and I'm going to make zero jokes about that plant. So we're just gonna leave that where that is, wandering dude. Yeah, and I just propagate them. They look so neat in hanging baskets. They look really cool in pots or like anywhere that they can drape and hang. And then plus you could technically sell them on like Facebook Marketplace and stuff when the season ends as indoor plants, or you can just bring them indoors and be selfish and have like a massive little grow up indoors. And if you need to know how to bring plants indoors, you probably want to watch that video so you don't end up with a bunch of bugs, because that is very, very real. The next one is marigolds. I love marigolds. Marigolds are my favorite. It's probably because we look very similar. They're a carrot top. I'm a carrot top. Actually, okay, so to be completely honest with you, I don't like the yellow ones. I hate the yellow ones. And I do not like the African, like the big bulb ones. I like the red ones. I am hairist or petalist. Is that a word? Petal. I'm a petalist. I have marigolds started. These are my marigolds. I'm going to start more. I'm going to start more marigolds. Those ones were started last month. Those ones were dry. Okay, my ADHD is going to set in and I'm going to want to start watering stuff. So I need to just look back this way and pretend that nothing behind me is happening except for this. These, like, look at these. Does it gonna focus? Yes, yes, yes. How is that? That's beautiful. I love that. I love that pattern. And if you want to learn more about marigolds and the benefits of them, check them out there. I mean, they're amped up a little. Not, you know, they don't do everything that people claim that they do, but they're wonderful for in some aspects. And I personally think they're beautiful and they're easy to grow. They're so easy to grow. The next one is watermelons, cantaloupes, pumpkins. So I start all of these in coconut coir pot. They have longer growing degree days. I am going to do a video for June, the ones that I actually plant outdoors. The time I plant them outdoors is when my peas pop up. I'll explain that here in a little bit, but I wait for my soil to be warm enough to actually put them outdoors, and I get the ones with the short number of days to harvest because that's what works best where I am. Now, I grow some wild ones that should never, ever, in the capacity of mankind, ever be grown in Saskatchewan Zone 3. I do that in containers. So I start them inside of these peat or these paper pots, and then I'll put them into containers. I officially have like the coolest thing. I'm gonna do a separate video on it. Actually, I'm not gonna show you what it is, and I'm gonna make you watch the video on it, but it's gonna help me enormously with growing plants again that should not be planted here. And yeah, and it's in the corner, it's behind you, and you can't see it. Na 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 boo boo. There are some that you can plant in June. Do not plant them now unless you have ones that are got an excessive days to growth, and then you can do them like that warty. I have a warty pumpkin that I need to start early. Lupas are another one that need to start early. The peas and beans I sow in the fall. Yes. However, when those pop up, I now know that my soil is warm enough, and I begin to take out my soil temp thermometer, and I will check the soil temperatures to see what can be sown outdoors, and the following can be sown outdoors and need to be covered if they come up. Very important disclaimer there. Beets, calendula, borage, cosmos, zinnias, radishes, potatoes. Put those in the ground. You don't have to worry about those. You don't have to worry about covering them. They'll be fine. Bok choy, sunflowers, turnips, and verbena can all be sown outside. Keep in mind, once they come up, you gotta cover them. It's very important. They will freeze without that. The transplants that can go outside are as follows. If you choose to go this route, folks, you need to have the proper infrastructure in place. You either need a ton of bed sheets, or you're gonna need a low tunnel, or you're gonna need poly or something to be able to cover them in the event it goes below -5. And a lot of people are probably watching this right now, like, what do you mean -5 in May? Trust me, it happens where I am. So if you go this route, just make sure you're prepared for it. If you don't go this route and you have these plans and you don't wanna go the route of having to cover things, don't stress yourself out, please. Mental health is way more important than planting stuff in the garden early. Keep them indoors. They'll do just fine under grow lights. They'll do just fine in a greenhouse. Out when it's time to put them out. And that is Swiss chard, kale, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and onions. I have cabbage started, I think. I didn't label it properly, so I actually don't know what it is. It could be broccoli, cauliflower, or cabbage. I don't know which one it is, but it's one of the three. Those are the seeds I sowed. Anyways. In containers. And the -5 mark is when they start to get, you know, really upset. You need to cover them in and around -5. -3 to like 0, you can actually spray them down with water, oddly enough, and they tend to be okay. If you're very cautious about this and you're very worried about it and you want the greatest success, spray them with water, put the bed sheets on top, and then pull the bed sheets off in the morning. Things are popping off in here. I gotta do like a greenhouse tour, but that'll be like way less candid, or more candid, more drawn out. The geek crew only is probably gonna enjoy that one. The rest of you are probably like, just give me the details. Anyway, thanks for watching. I will talk to you guys next time. Comment down below what zone you're in and what you're starting, because I'd be interested to know. Thumbs up, subscribe, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. If I told you I just filmed an entire hour footage without my mic on, would you believe me?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.